Hello world, welcome to the Great Southern Stand for Wednesday, the 1st of December 2010. My name is James Whitrow. A big thank you to Steve for filling up the seat for me yesterday. My house was attacked by microscopic aliens who infested our bodies and made us... Well, that's private anyway. So, I've decided that I'm going to make today's show Crazy People Day. Not all out lunacy, just sort of, that's a bit weird, dude. Yeah. So, first up, thanks to Buck Wolf and About.com, we have a list of a few odd inventions patented with the US Patent Office. The first, in 1908, Ellen E. Perkins, note Ellen, it's a woman, of Beaver Bay, Minnesota, patented a unique device aimed at men. She wrote, "It is deplorable but a well-known fact that one of the most common causes of insanity, imbecility, and feeble-mindedness, especially in youth, is due to masturbation or self-abuse." She, of course, invented the male chastity belt. Thanks, Ellen. Next, on the 1st of September, 1888, U.S. patent was issued to inventor Reuben Jasper Spaulding of Rosita, Colorado, who proclaimed that with his giant Chicken Man suit, he had invented a new and improved flying machine. "My invention relates to a machine for navigating the air and has for its object to provide a simple, comparatively inexpensive, and efficient apparatus of this character. It's essentially a very elaborate set of wings that you strap to your back and flap with your arms." I don't think it went into production. Final one. In 1984, a patent for a pedal-operated mower was registered. It looks more like a tricycle with a blade attached. I can't actually tell by the size of it whether the guy invented it for himself or for his kids. But hey, you know, if he had a lot of grass, that's cool. Might as well get the toddlers to mow it for you. Now, onto some news stories about crazy people. According to the Courier Mail, a man by the name of William Tunstall Perdow, who is based in Cambridge, has had a bit of spare time on his hands. So, he built a search engine to work out the most boring day of the 20th century. Its name? True Knowledge. After he fed in 300 million facts, it was announced that there were no key news events or births and deaths of famous people on Sunday, April the 11th, 1954. So, April the 11th, 1954 was then declared the most boring day of the 20th century. The year 1954 itself didn't do too bad. It was the year that Roger Bannister broke the 4-minute mile. Food rationing came to an end in England. The Queen became the first reigning monarch to visit Australia. And for those international people who may or may not know that this is the Queen of England. And the final one, Marilyn Monroe married Joe DiMaggio, the famous baseball player, of course. So, but that was within the year itself. The best that the actual day itself could muster up was the fact that Belgium had its fourth post-war general election and a Turkish academic was born. Had April 11th held off for one more day, it could have actually claimed the event of Bill Haley and the Comets recording Rock Around the Clock. One of the other contenders for this elusive claim to fame was April the 18th, 1930, which is when the 6:30 p.m. bulletin newsreader for BBC Radio announced, "There is no news." So thank you, Mr. William Tunstall Perdow. The world, I'm sure, is now a better place that we know that that is the most boring day of the 20th century. Moving along. Again from the Courier Mail. Get your sex toys at the drive-thru. A new drive-thru window in an Alabama community is offering customers a lot more than just fur burgers and thighs. Burgers and fries. Excuse me. Sherry Williams, owner of the Elot store Pleasures, will start selling a new variety of items, including sex toys and lubricants, through three drive-up lanes at a new location in Huntsville. "It's a new level of privacy," she says, "and it feels good to give something back to the community." Thanks, Sherry Williams. Yeah, it's a great idea if you know what product you want. I mean, what are they going to do? Have like a big menu board like at McDonald's, you know, all lit up in bright colors and a loudspeaker repeating your order back to you? "So that was one triple twist extendable vibrator and two deeper than deep bum plugs. Was there anything else? We've got a 2-for-1 special on blow up sheet. They're straight from New Zealand. Now, I like to go in and browse the product lines. People don't always behave normal in a sex shop. Some men behave as though they're thinking, you know, they're thinking, yeah, this is cool. I'm in a sex shop. And, oh, and there's even some chicks in shopping in here. Yeah. Oh, what's that contraption? Wow. Look at her face while using that. And then you get the girls, and they're thinking, actually, I don't have a clue what girls think when they're in a sex shop. I don't know. It could be anything. I think I'll move along rather than try and delve into that one. I might find myself getting backhanded. I'm not sure. Anyway, I love this story. This is absolutely fantastic. Only in America. One of those only in America crazy people stories. A man watching Dancing with the Stars in the US became so enraged that he fired his shotgun into the television. Like most Americans, Stephen Cowan had been perplexed by 20-year-old Bristol Palin's curious ability to keep advancing in the competition. Bristol is, of course, the daughter of former Alaskan Governor Sarah Palin and has reached the finals of the US version of Dancing with the Stars. However, unlike other viewers, Cowan, who is about 67, allegedly became so enraged by Palin's success that he actually fired a shotgun round into his television, triggering a 15-hour standoff with the Wisconsin police. According to a criminal complaint, Cowan's wife called police in Vermont to report that her husband had blasted the TV and was threatening to kill himself. He'd been drinking and became angry while watching her dance on the program and pulled out his gun, and the rest was one hell of a night. Janice Cowan told the sheriff's office deputies that she called 911 after her husband blasted the TV and then pointed the shotgun at her. She added that Cowan warned her that he would kill himself if she brought anyone else back to their home. Then, of course, after a lengthy standoff with the cops, Cowan surrendered, and he's now facing disorderly conduct and weapons charges. That's all we have for you today. Thanks for listening. You can check us out at onlineradioaustralia.com, where you can access all of our previous shows, videos, images, and, of course, get in contact with us. Which reminds me, a very strange, or not strange, but an interesting anonymous request came in for me to finish a story that I started to tell in episode 69, but it got lost in conversation and it got cut off. And apparently I was about to tell the story of what happened when I walked in on my parents. Now, episode 69 was, of course, a conversation about sex, and this is a story about when I walked in on my parents in relation to sex and all that. Well, whoever you are, because you didn't actually sign your full name, I just want you to know that I'm still in deliberations about whether or not I should actually reveal that information to you. I'm not sure how I feel about public radiotherapy being the right medium to deal with that significant event of my life. I thought I'd forgotten about it, but obviously not. So, look, I will get back to you later at some other stage, I promise, all right? Leave it with me. Oh, before you go, I'd like to leave you with the following thanks to StrangeFacts.com. Your fingernails grow nearly 4 times faster than your toenails. You blink over 10 million times a year. If you're an average person, you use approximately 57 sheets of toilet paper each day. During your lifetime, you'll eat about 30,000 kilograms of food. That's the weight of about 6 elephants. A sneeze travels out your mouth at over 160 kilometers per hour. And the final one, which I know is going to change your day, especially if you're going out to eat. Tablecloths were originally meant to be served as towels with which dinner guests could wipe their hands and faces after eating. I hope your day is better from that. Thanks again, folks. See you tomorrow.